אנחנו קוראים
We're reading from the Zohar for all. Bereshit Genesis 2, Article 1, We Hit the Road, Item 228. You can download the book from Kabbalah Books. And you can also ask questions at kab.tv, and selected questions will be aired live. Item 228.
In accordance with today, although our intentions don't really depend on the time, but we can attach the concept of corporeal time to it as well. So today we have to emphasize a bit more the sorrow of divinity, what's called divinity in exile. That we're all together with the world, and as a branch from the root of the upper vessels, there is a root to this day, and we know that it already comes from the Malchut of Ein Sof at the first state, as opposed to the third state, that there's a root for the shattering there. The fact that there's a difference from existence and existence from absence already necessitates the shattering, meaning the gap between the Creator and the creature. And the ability of that gap to allow the creature to calibrate itself and come to the level of the Creator. So the shattering is actually useful. It leads to a good state. And precisely from the evil that is revealed, as Baal HaSulam says, that he's happy with the evil that is revealed. So we should hope that it will appear. We should be happy that it doesn't appear and hope that it will appear within us until the very last degree on the ladder. But whatever happens, let's think together about how we want to discover that our state is a broken state, but from joyfulness, from joy. We have to discover it because it leads to correction. If we are not joyful in any state we're in, then we're disconnected from the Creator, because all states come from Him.
Item 228. A second reason why he has to rejoice his wife is that if his wife is impregnated by that zivug, then the upper zivug instills in her a holy soul. Because the covenant of the upper zivug that instills the soul is the covenant of the Creator. And it follows that by this visit, that he visits his wife, he brings about the zivug of the Creator and his divinity. And therefore, we need to aim with this joy, as we need to aim on the zivug of Shabbat, which is the zivug of the sages. Meaning that the holiness of this zivug, as he comes back from the road, equals the holiness of the zivug of the night of Shabbat. Therefore it is written, and you should know that your tent is in peace, since divinity comes with you and dwells in your home. And therefore, and you should visit your home and do not sin. Do not sin from serving before divinity with the joy of the mitzvah. Meaning not to prevent the zivug of the Creator and His divinity, to instill a soul in Him, which is a great transgression. 229. Similarly, are the disciples of the sages that depart from their wives throughout the days of the week in order to not stop themselves from engaging in the Torah. The upper zivug couples with them, and divinity does not depart from them in order for them to be male and female. Once the Shabbat enters, the disciples of the sages should rejoice their wives for the honor of the upper zivug, because they bring about the upper zivug for the instillment of the souls, and they need to aim their hearts to the desire of their masters. There are two ways in ordinary, common people, that while they're on the road, then they are in the upper zivug, and at home they are in the lower zivug. So it is considered with the disciples of the sages, those same two paths, but with the difference of the days of the week and Shabbat. That on the days of the week, when they depart from their wives due to their engagement in the Torah, then they are like one who hits the road, meaning with the upper zivug. And on the eve of Shabbat, on the night of Shabbat, they are like those who come back home, that they visit their wives and extend the upper soul from the zivug of the Creator and His divinity. 2:30. Similarly, is one whose wife in her days of impurity, and he keeps the mitzvah of nida, sexual avoidance, as he should. All those days, the upper zivug connects in him in order for him to be male and female. Once his wife is purified, he should rejoice her with the happy of the mitzvah in the upper joy. And all the flavors, all the reasons, all come together, and all people of faith should aim their hearts and desire in that. 2:31. And isn't the praise of a person who goes out on the road more important than when he's at his home, because of the upper zivug that couples with him while he's on the road? At the time that a person is at the home, the essence of the home is his wife, because divinity does not depart his home thanks to his wife. As written, and Yitzchak brought her to his tent, to the tent of Sarah, his mother, that the candle was rekindled, as it was at the time of Sarah, his mother, because divinity came to the home thanks to Rivka. Therefore, divinity dwells in the home thanks to his wife. 2:32. Because the upper Ima, Bina, is not at the male, Zeranpin, except for the time that the home is corrected. And male and female corrected, Zon, then the upper Ima bestows blessings with which to bless Zon. Similarly, the lower Ima, divinity, is not with the male, Adam, down below, except at the time that the home is corrected, and then the male comes to Nukva, to the female, and they conjoin. Then the lower Ima, Shechina, divinity, bestows blessings to bless them in the same manner. 2:33. Therefore, the male is crowned with two females at its home, like the Zeranpin of above. As written, till the lusts of the hills of the world. This Ad, which is the mochin of the upper Eden, heaven, the passions of the hills of the world are in it, which are the two females called Gvaot Olam, the hills of the world. 1. The upper Nukva, Bina, desires to correct the male and to crown him with the mochin of Gal and to bless him with Chasadim. 2. The lower Nukva desires to connect with the male and to nourish from him, from the mochin of Ad, Ayin Dalid. Meaning, because the lower Nukva desires the male to receive the mochin of the Ayin Dalid, therefore the upper Nukva, Ima, mother, desires to bestow to the male this mochin. Therefore, the male is crowned through two females. Because if it weren't for the lower Nukva that needs the mochin of Ayin Dalid, the mochin of Chochmah, the upper Ima would not have bestowed those mochin to the male. Because the male does not need them, but rather covered chasadim. 2:34. And as has been explained with the Zachar, the male of above, it is also with the male of below, in the Adam of this world, that when a male marries a woman, then towards him are the passions of the hills of the world, and he is crowned with two females called the hills of the world. One is the upper one, divinity, and one is the lower one, his wife. The upper one, divinity, to bestow blessings upon him, and the lower one, his wife, to nourish from him and connect with him. 2:35. when he hits the road, it is not so, that he is not crowned with two females, but rather the upper Ima, divinity, conjoins with him while he's on the road, and the lower one, his wife, stays at home. When he comes back home, he needs to again crown himself with the two females. Therefore, the one who dwells at his home is much more important than the one who is on the road, because the one who is at home is crowned with two females, as written, Ad ta'avot gva'ot olam, till the passions of the hills of the world, whereas the one who is on the road only has the upper nukva only,
which is Bina. Whereas if he sits in his house, then he also has Malchut, then he connects both. But obviously it's impossible without going out, because then he will not rise from level to level. So he must disconnect from the lower Nukva, and once in a while return to it. That's what we do. It's called descending to the worlds of Biyah, getting new vessels, raising them back to the Shekhinah, divinity, and making the action with the two females, the Malchut and Bina. Okay, questions?
Artyu from Krasnokamsk asks, well, reading the Zohar with the intention to discover the breaking between us, I have the fear that I won't be able to hold on to the joy. So how to work with that state?
The goal, the recognition of evil is supposed to give recognition of the recognition of the disease. It's like when you don't know you're ill, then you know, and you still don't know the reason, and also you don't know what is the medicine. And as you get to know the true reason, you also recognize what is the healthy state that is supposed to be correspondingly, and then the gap between the healthy state and the state of the ill state, you start recognizing the force that is supposed to come and close the gap. So you begin to recognize the result you're expecting from the light. You have a clear demand. Here's the shattering. Here's the flaw. Here's the broken place. That's where I need correction. The correction is about completing that gap, soldering, welding it, doing something with it. You're clear on what the action of the reforming light is. The reforming light itself, you don't know what it is, and you will not know what it is. You can only know the phenomena that come from it. So once you know that this is the kind of correction that I want and where I want it and so on, that feeling is called a prayer. And then the upper light comes, the upper force comes and performs it. So all of these states are steps towards the good state. This is clear, yeah? These phases, more or less.
What is the exile in the group?
The exile in the group is that I feel that I hate you instead of loving you. Instead of loving you, not that I just hate you, or that I don't care about you. Indifference, apathy is the worst thing. It's just disconnection. Then it means there's no group, there's no friends, nothing. If I feel that I hate you, then I already feel the relation to you, the connection with you. If I just don't care about you, then okay. But if it's a negative relation, and I feel it as a result of being together with you, studying and doing different things, then I begin to see that this relation is good or bad. And with respect to the goal, not personally. Personally, I wouldn't care. But with respect to the goal, I begin to see that it's not so. So I begin to recognize that in the relations between us is the shattering, that this is specifically where the ruin is, that we were once a beautiful, harmonious network that was one desire. It was impossible to separate one from the other. Everyone only cared about how to fulfill the others. Everyone's entire mind and heart was outside of oneself. It was just spread out, immersed in the others. And now it became the opposite. And if I feel the gap between these two states, that's called feeling the ninth of Av.
A phase before hatred, what's there?
States appear every time. I feel that I owe to them or not. I am with the friends. I read all kinds of articles. I go through ups and downs. Again, a person has to make the effort. The upper light is what leads him to correction. But one must try. Muni, what's going on?
Rav, we also need to discover the breaking, the shattering towards Rav.
Towards what?
Towards Rav.
The shattering?
Yes.
Well, let's say so, but so what? I'm afraid to say anything to say in relation to me because it leads to Hasidism. Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Well, sure. Yeah, but it will appear by itself and not immediately, perhaps towards the friends it's easier. There's a natural desire in the creature to hurt the Great One. And in order to, well, you know, we won't go into this. I'm afraid of the corruption, the flaw it will bring, which will stop progress. 236.
Kol v'dibur, voice and speaking. 236. The Torah, Zeranpin, stands between two houses, between two females, because the female is called a house or a home, as written, and it was a temple for the two houses of Israel. One house is blocked, hidden, the upper one, the upper Ima, Bina, and one house is more revealed. The upper is concealed, Bina, a great voice, and it's written about it, a great voice, and he did not add. 237. This voice is internal. It's not heard and it's not revealed. It's not heard in the voice. It's not revealed in the speaking. And this is when the connection of the palate and the throat brings out the letter hey with a whisper that doesn't have any voice. And this zivug always stems and does not stop. And it is a thin inner voice that is never heard. When there is the illumination of Chochmah in the Mochin that emerge and are born from the Zivuk, they are heard on the outside and are revealed through the coupling of the voice and speaking. But at the time that Mochin are covered Chasadim and concealed from the illumination of Chochmah, they are not heard on the outside and are not revealed. The Zivuk of the upper Abba Ve'ima is through the palate and the throat of Arich Anpin, that Abba is the palate and Ima is the throat. And therefore, and since Abba ve'Ima are always in Kavod Chasadim, as written, Ki Chafetz Chesed Hu, because he is delighted in mercy, their Zivug is considered as a quiet hey, concealed hey, like the expression of the letter hey that comes from the coupling of the palate and the throat and is not heard on the outside. And this sound of the letter hey is Ima, the upper nukva of the Ranpin that receives from Abba. And it's written about her, a great voice, and he did not add. Because the zivug of Abba Ve'ima is a permanent zivug that never stops, and therefore it is great. 238. From Abba Ve'ima, there are a great voice, comes the Torah, the voice of Yaakov, Zeranpin. And this voice that is heard comes from a voice that is not heard from Abba Ve'ima. And later, the speaking Nukva couples with him, and the speaking emerges and is revealed on the outside through the strength and might of the voice of Yaakov. And the voice of Yaakov, the Torah Zeranpin, is grips between two nekevot females. It is gripped on the internal one that is not heard, Ima, and it's gripped on the external one that is heard, the Nukva, the female. That the inner Nukva, Ima, bestows upon him the mochin and the blessings, and the external Nukva, his Nukva, receives from him the mochin and the blessings. 239. Two are not heard on the outside, which are the covered chasadim, and two are heard on the outside, which are the chasadim that are revealed through the illumination of Chochmah. The two that are not heard at all are the concealed upper Chochmah, Arichanpin, that stands and is clothed in the thought, in the upper Abba, which is not revealed through the speaking and is not even heard in the voice. And later, it emerges and is revealed a little bit in a whisper that cannot be heard in the sound of the letter Hey. And that one that is called the great voice, but is a thin voice which emerges in whisper, the upper Ima. And these two, Abba ve Ima, are not heard. 240. Two that are heard emerge from the two that are not heard. And they are the voice of Yaakov, Zeranpin, and the speaking that couples with him, the Nukva of Zeranpin. This great voice, which is in whisper and is not heard, Bina, is the house for the upper Chochmah, Abba, because every female is called a house. Therefore, Bina is called a female or a house. And this last speaking, the Nukva of Zeranpin, is the house for the voice of Yaakov, for the Torah, Zeranpin. Therefore, the Torah begins with Bet, Bereshit. 241. Bereshit bara Elokim, as written, that the Creator built the rib, meaning that here the building of the Nukva is implied through Abba Ve'ima. Et HaShamay, the heavens, the upper zone, as written, and he brought her to Adam. Ve'et HaAretz, the land, the small zone, as written, a bone of my bones. Bara created a concealed language, which is Asher, that emerged from Bereshit, meaning the lowering of the letters of Ele, of Bina, into Zon, where Bina remained in Vak, the letters Mi. And later, the letters of Ele were again raised to back to them, and she attained Gar again, and the name Elohim was complete, which is Bereshit Bara Elohim. And with the letters of Ele that Bina raises, Zon rises as well, as they are cleaved unto them. And there they attain the Mochin of Bina. Therefore, the construction of the Nukva, the female, by her ascent to Abba Ve'ima, Bina, in Bereshit Bara Elohim, in those words are implied the ascent of Zon to Abba Ve'ima and the attainment of the construction, the building from them, the Mochin. Therefore, Bereshit Bara Elohim is as written, and the Lord, the Creator, built the rib. And he brought her to Adam, which is the correction of the Masach of the female, to qualify her to receive Chasadim from Zeranpin. And where it's written, Vayevieha, and he brought her, applies to the great Nukva, from the Chazeh and above of Zeranpin, implied in the word Et, where it says, Et HaShamayim, the heaven, meaning the word Et, which is the great Nukva of the heavens, Zeranpin. It's written about her, and he brought her to Adam, that qualified her to receive Chasadim. The 10 Sefirot, Kachab Tum, are called Mocha Atzamot Gidim Basar O, Atzamot Bones are Chochmah, Ve'et Haaretz implies on the small Nukva below the Chazeh, that she alone was corrected for the reception of Chochmah. It is written about her, a bone of my bones, meaning she receives the Chochmah. Certainly, she is the land of life. That the small Nukva implied in the writing Ve'et Haaretz, and the land, is called the land of the living, the land of life. Because the light of Chochmah is called the light of Chaya, Therefore, the Nukva, while she has the light of Chokhmah, is called the land of life, Eretz HaChaim. And it is written, Chokhmah shall give life to her owner. A student from the Palestinian Authority asks, can we be happy about the sensation that comes up when we see that the form of the Hebrew letters and the way they sound without any connection to the meaning of the words when we hear the book of Zohar?
The issue is not the letters, let's say, although the letters themselves are an expression, a certain expression of the balance between spiritual forces. The light of Chokhmah draws from above downwards. The light of Chassadim is the width, draws right to left. Bestowal and reception in receiving and bestowal in Chassadim and Chokhmah. So the letters symbolize the combination of the forces of reception and bestowal, the extent to which they can both participate in various connections between them in bestowal. Each and every letter is a pattern of bestowal, a certain combination of Chokhmah and Chassadim. There aren't too many combinations. There's only 22 plus the five ending letters, Mantzapach. And these are, all in all, the combinations that you have between Chokhmah and Chassadim in order to influence the Malchut from Bina, or the Bina from Malchut, if Malchut is capable to do it, of doing it in return. But all in all, it's 27 patterns of bestowal, and they are simply signified by these letters. So every letter, or every word, or every sentence is a certain message from above downwards, from below upwards, in mutual connection. So when we read a word, what does it mean to really read? To read means to apply that connection with the upper Bina by applying all those letters, and I realize what each and every letter is, the correct combination of Chokhmah and Chassadim, or the coupling, the light, the returning light and direct light. So to me, it's an instruction of how to work, how to make a certain effort with myself. So then, what does it mean that I learn to study the Torah, to learn the Torah? To follow the actions that are symbolized there. And in each and every letter level, the Torah repeats itself. Only I perform it, I implement it on a higher level. It's the same 613, the 365 and 248 desires that become corrected on a higher level. So the letters carry information of how I'm supposed to organize my work. And therefore, in the writing of the letters, the holy letters, and in the past there was nothing but this writing, so Kabbalists expressed it with all the various notes and indications, what's called the Tanta on the letters.
Moving on to Tas.